Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild morning across Israel, with temperatures comfortable in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The weather is pleasant, promising a bright day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran and Hezbollah are already breaking the deal, according to JNS from earlier today, with continued missile attacks on Israel highlighting the challenge of enforcing a future ceasefire. Also from the Times of Israel earlier this hour, Trump ties Israel's hands as the partnership that went to war 10 new days ago collapses. U.S. President urges restraint on Israeli responses to Iranian attacks. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the U.S. is urging Israel to delay action on Iran as talks continue over a possible deal. Separately, Forward reports that Trump urges Iran to make a deal after Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. And finally, from JTA, Trump told Fox News, "You've shot your missiles. That's enough. Get back to the table." Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, highlights how Trump's actions may be tying Israel's hands as alliances shift. Belaz News reported earlier today that President Trump pressed Prime Minister Netanyahu in a phone call to hold off on retaliation against Iran, emphasizing the importance of diplomacy. In a post from earlier, I-24 News shared that Trump told Netanyahu they are close to a significant deal with Iran, indicating the negotiations are at a crucial phase. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran and Hezbollah's actions, JNS reports that the recent missile attacks on Israel underscore the fragile nature of any proposed ceasefire. The situation raises questions about who will enforce peace terms in the future. For Israelis, this ongoing threat remains a pressing concern, affecting daily life and security. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, The Times of Israel outlines how President Trump's stance is impacting Israel's strategic options. As discussions between the U.S. and Iran continue, Israel faces difficult choices about its response. This adds strain to the U.S.-Israel alliance, potentially shifting regional dynamics. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals that ongoing negotiations are causing debates within Israel about delaying military action against Iran. The U.S. urges patience, but with the IDF poised for a response, the decision could affect future talks. Israelis are left contemplating the implications for national security. Finally, according to Forward and JTA, President Trump has publicly urged Iran to return to negotiations. This comes after Iran's recent missile attacks on Israel, marking a significant escalation. For regional diplomacy, these developments could either open paths to peace or further entrench hostilities. On the economic front, first, Israeli startup Shifters raises $10.2 million in seed funding to develop autonomous battlefield robots, reports Tech. The company aims to enhance operations in high-risk environments using AI technology. Separately, Walla Business reports a huge exit for an Israeli drone interception company sold for $1.5 billion. Defend from Ra'anana, once struggling, now marks a milestone in Israeli defense innovations. And finally, according to Globes, Israeli startups raised $750 million in May. This brings the total for the first 5 months of 2026 to $5.15 billion, showcasing the robust growth of Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.